Long before the United States of America existed as a nation, long before its flag flew over government buildings or its constitution became a model for democracies around the world, there was a stretch of land along the eastern coast of North America that belonged to the British Empire. This land was divided into 13 colonies, each with its own character, its own economy, and its own way of life. It was into this world, a world of colonial ambition, agricultural labor, rigid social hierarchies, and simmering intellectual curiosity, that Thomas Jefferson was born on April 13, 1743. To understand who Jefferson became and why he mattered so profoundly to the founding of a new nation, we must first understand the world that shaped him. That world was not the America we know today. It was a place caught between the old traditions of Europe and the raw, untamed promise of a continent that most Europeans had only recently begun to explore and settle. It was a world of contradictions, where talk of liberty coexisted with the brutal institution of slavery, where vast wilderness bordered elegant plantation homes, and where the ideas of ancient philosophers mingled with the practical demands of frontier survival. The story begins with Virginia, the oldest and, in many ways, the most influential of the 13 British colonies in North America. Virginia was founded in 1607 when a group of English settlers established a small outpost at Jamestown along the banks of the James River. Those early years were brutal. The settlers faced starvation, disease, conflicts with the indigenous peoples whose land they had invaded, and a general lack of preparedness for the realities of life in the wilderness. Many of them had come looking for gold or a quick route to Asia, and they were bitterly disappointed by what they found instead: swampy ground, oppressive heat in summer, freezing cold in winter, and no treasure to speak of. It took years of suffering, waves of new arrivals, and a great deal of death before the colony found its footing. What saved Virginia, ultimately, was not gold but a plant, tobacco. In the early 1600s, a settler named John Rolfe began experimenting with tobacco cultivation, and the crop proved enormously profitable. Tobacco grew well in Virginia's warm, humid climate and its rich soil, and there was an insatiable demand for it back in England and across Europe. Within a few decades, tobacco had transformed Virginia from a struggling outpost into a thriving colony, and it had set in motion a series of social and economic patterns that would define the region for centuries to come. Tobacco was not an easy crop to grow. It was labor-intensive, requiring vast amounts of land and a large workforce to plant, tend, harvest, and cure the leaves. In the earliest years, much of this labor was provided by indentured servants, men and women, mostly from England, who agreed to work for a set number of years in exchange for passage to the New World. Once their period of service was complete, they were free to claim land of their own and start new lives. But as the demand for labor grew and the supply of willing indentured servants declined, the Virginia planters turned increasingly to a far darker source of workers, enslaved Africans. The first recorded arrival of enslaved Africans in Virginia occurred in 1619, when a ship brought approximately 20 captive people to the colony. At first, the legal status of these individuals was ambiguous, and some were treated more like indentured servants than lifelong slaves. But over the course of the 17th century, the laws of Virginia hardened into a rigid system of racial slavery. By the time Thomas Jefferson was born in the 1740s, slavery was deeply embedded in every aspect of Virginia's economy, its social structure, and its legal code. Enslaved people were considered property. They could be bought, sold, inherited, and punished at will. Their children were born into slavery. There was no path to freedom except at the discretion of the slaveholder, and such generosity was exceedingly rare.